And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. This is the podcast that tries to put a little reason behind the cloud and fintech. It's conversations about the cloud and fintech. I like that. That's a great tagline. And well, I'm going to get right into it. You know, I read something the other day that really bothered me, okay? And it was something that was in a Forbes article, and it was talking about the waste in cloud land, folks. You know, there was a study out by the Kumi people. This is K-O-O-M-E-Y, the Kumi Report, for those of you that don't know. And in that report, folks, it said that companies are wasting around $62 billion a year on cloud services. I want you to think about that for a second. $62 billion a year. And, you know, and because of that, there was a great article that I put out there, and I actually put it on my LinkedIn site. For those of you that aren't LinkedIn to me, link into me, folks. You know what? You get some good articles there. But basically, there are five things we can do to really cut our costs of our cloud solution, all right, and get the most out of our cloud solution. And this is something that I think all of us need to know, and I'm going to get right into it. You know, the first one is focus on planning and execution. Think about it, folks. This is so very important. I don't care what business that you are in. You have got to have people in collaboration with one another. Your developers have got to be talking to the DevOps people, have got to be talking to the people who are training, who have got to be talking to the people who are in procurement or in production. All of this, folks, needs to be coordinated. Focus on planning and execution. Number two, regularly review processes and identify redundancies. I think that's self-explanatory. You know, I think that if you don't do a review, not only of yourself, but also of the various departments that you are either in charge of or you work for, it's probably senseless to even be there, folks. Or you're there for a paycheck. You know, and especially redundancies, you know, especially in this day and age, folks. You know, when you have these mergers and acquisitions, you end up with people doing 3-4 times the same work. I've seen it myself. I was actually in a situation like that where I had to let two people go because there were three doing the same job. So regularly review your processes and make sure you identify redundancies. Number three, draw a hard line on document storage. All right? Document storage, folks. Listen, you can keep everything. Keep your critical assets. All right? Your non-critical assets can go up in the cloud. They can be stored someplace. There are hundreds of storage facilities. Keep them in the cloud. Critical assets at home, non-critical out. How about that? We're going to take a couple of seconds. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. And we are talking about the five ways to get the most out of your cloud solution. And we went through a couple of them before the break there. Number one was focus on planning and execution. Number two, regularly review your processes and identify redundancies. Number three, draw a hard line on document storage. And you know what? I was just getting into that right when we ended, folks. You know what? You can keep everything. And everyone thinks that their data is gold. Well, guess what, folks? It's not. Some of the data that you have really doesn't mean anything unless you do something with it, analyze it, all right, go through the analytics with it, or group it together with other data, but that's so very important. Number four, these are the five things, folks. Okay, number four, this, by the way, this isn't my list. Forbes came out with this, and these are some very smart people that are actually putting these things out. Number four, appoint a dedicated owner for cloud instances, all right? Have one person actually do the procurement of the cloud. Don't have 10 people, even though you've got 10 different people maybe working in the cloud, maybe doing DevOps, maybe doing various production things. Have one person actually buy the thing. You know what? It's so simple, yet at various times you find yourself in institutions and enterprises that are out of control. Their spending is out of control. And when you find out and you do a little digging, you realize that the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. They are spending so much and they don't even know it. Have one person, that's it, be the point man for cloud instances. Number five, and this is my favorite, folks. Use containers and on-demand resourcing. Okay, look, you know what? We know what containers are. We've talked about containers. Yeah, you know, that's where the future is. At least it is for me. I love it. I love the fact that, you know what? They're agnostic to the cloud service provider. You can pick up, you can take your workloads anywhere you want. I like that flexibility. I don't like stickiness. I don't like having a gun to my head. You know, when I took my kids to Disney World, I always used to complain because it was like having Mickey Mouse holding a gun to my back the entire time. Yeah, I'm kidding, folks. Please, you know, if you like Disney, I get it. All right? But, you know, going back to it, containers get rid of stickiness and on-demand resourcing. Think about that for a second. Being able to get what you want, when you want it, where you want it. You know what? That's why you have $62 billion in waste in the cloud, folks. That's why. Because people do not understand that on-demand resourcing is what you need. Get what you want. Don't overspend. Don't overbuy. You know, for goodness sake, there are times where you're probably only using 4, maybe 5, maybe 10 at most percent of the capacity of that given server. You know that. I know that. Well, why are you paying for any more? Let's figure out a way to be able to do that. We need applications, and there are many out there, folks. In fact, you just heard one during the commercial, all right, that'll give you exactly what you need to be able to manage your capacity. All right, this way you don't have any long-term commitments. And, you know, quite frankly, it's really the way to do it, folks. All right, there are lots of tools out there. Use them. All right, get a nice intelligent dashboard up there and get yourself a good reading of what's going on and buy what you need, not what they are giving you. $62 billion in waste. Think of it. This is Jack Berugin. This has been Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.